وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. To all your beautiful du'as, may Allah سبحانه وتعالى shower His choicest blessings on you, Hazrat Maulana Salim Saab, and may Allah سبحانه وتعالى take you from strength to strength. آمين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, still discussing the rewards for performing Salah, we continue with a hadith by Abu Ayyub Al Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, and who narrates that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, each Salah drops off the sins that were committed before it. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, a person came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have committed a sin for which I have to be punished. So mete out the punishment to me. The time for Salah entered, and this person offered the Salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he completed the Salah, this person said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have committed a sin for which I have to be punished. So mete out the punishment to me in accordance with the book of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, did you offer this Salah with us? He replied, yes. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have been forgiven. The sin which he refers to in this context is not one of the hudud sins, such as adultery, consuming intoxicants, etc. This is because Salah does not expiate and wipe out such sins. The Imam, the leader of the Islamic State, is not permitted to waive such punishments. This is the explanation given by the ulama with regard to this hadith. This has been explained in other hadith in more detail. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates, a person kissed a woman, so he came and informed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereof. Allah revealed the following verse, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Establish Salah at the two ends of the day and in some parts of the night. Surely good deeds drive away evil deeds. The person asks, is this specifically for me, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it is for my entire ummah, all of them. As Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are five things which if a person does together with Iman, then he shall enter paradise. The person who safeguards the five salats with their wudu, bowing and prostrating postures, and offering them at their appropriate times. Number two, the person who fasts in the month of Ramadan. Number three, the person who performs the pilgrimage to the house of Allah, the Baytullah, if he is able to undertake the journey. Number four, It gives the zakat wholeheartedly. And number five, fulfills the amanat and the trust. So he was asked, O Prophet of Allah, what is the meaning of fulfilling the trust? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, taking a bath after janabah, a major impurity. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not trust man for anything in his religion except this. Hazrat Hamzala al-Katib radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever safeguards the five salats together with their bowing and prostrating postures and offering them at the correct times and has full knowledge that they are a duty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall enter paradise. Or he said, paradise becomes incumbent on him. Or he said, he will be made prohibited to the hellfire. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to those who were around him of his followers, give me a guarantee that you will safeguard six things and I will guarantee you paradise. Give me a guarantee that you will safeguard six things and I will guarantee you paradise. So I asked, what are they, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He replied, Salah, Zakah, trustworthiness, the private part, the stomach, and the tongue. What was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reply? He replied, Salah, Zakah, trustworthiness, the private part, the stomach, and the tongue. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, angels change shifts and come to you by night and by day. They gather for the Fajr Salat and the Asr Salat. Those who spend the night with you go up to Allah Ta'ala. Their sustainer questions them despite having full knowledge about you. In what state did you leave my servants? They reply, when we left them, they were offering Salah, and when we went to them, they were offering Salah. Zuhair ibn Ammara radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, anyone who offers Salah before sunrise and before sunset will not enter the hellfire. In other words, the Fajr and the Asr Salahs. Jundub ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever offers the Fajr Salat is under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let it not happen that Allah asks you for something from His protection. Surely he who asks something from His protection, it will afflict him. Allah will then fling him on his face in the fire of Jahannam. Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this salah was presented to the nations before you, but they wasted it. Therefore, whoever safeguards it shall receive its reward twice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was referring to the Asr Salah. As Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned Salah one day and said, whoever safeguards it, it will be a source of light, a proof and a means of salvation for him on the day of resurrection. And whoever does not safeguard it will have no light, no proof, and no salvation. And on the day of resurrection, he will be with Qarun, Fir'aun, Haman, and Ubay ibn Khalaf. The reward for offering Salah at the beginning of its prescribed time. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which deed is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He replied, offering Salah at its prescribed time. Umm Farwa radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was from among these women who pledged allegiance to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrates, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, which deed is the most superior? He replied, offering Salat at its prescribed time. A person from the Abdul Qais, which is the name of a tribe, who was known as Iyad, narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, be particular in engaging in the remembrance of your sustainer and offer your salat as your first opportunity, surely Allah will multiply your rewards for you. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The superiority of salah at the beginning of its prescribed time over the end of its prescribed time is like the superiority of the hereafter over this world." Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The beginning of the prescribed time of salah earns the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while the end earns the pardon of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu." Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala narrates, "I testify that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, there are five salahs which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made compulsory. Whoever performs a perfect wudu for them, offers them at their prescribed times, and completes their bowing and prostrating postures, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a covenant with him that he will forgive him. And whoever does not do all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes no covenant with him. If he wills, he may forgive him, or if he wills, he may punish him." Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have made five salahs compulsory on your ummah. I have made a covenant with myself that whoever safeguards them at the prescribed times, I shall admit him into paradise. And whoever does not safeguard them has no such covenant with me." Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by his companions one day. So he said to them, "Do you know what your sustainer says?" They replied, "Allah and his messenger knows best." So he asked this question three times. He then said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I take an oath by my honor and grandeur. Whoever offers the salah at his prescribed time, I will certainly admit him into paradise. Whoever does not offer it at his prescribed time, I would either show mercy to him or I will punish him." Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever offers the salah at their prescribed times, performs a complete wudu for them, fulfills the standing posture of salah, the humility of salah, and the bowing and prostrating postures of salah, the salah will leave him while it is luminous and beaming. It will say to him, may Allah safeguard you as you have safeguarded me. Whoever does not offer them at their prescribed times, does not perform a complete wudu for them, does not fulfill the humility of salah, does not complete the bowing and prostrating postures, the salah will leave him while it is dark and gloomy. It will say to the person, may Allah destroy you as you have destroyed me. When it reaches to where Allah wills it to reach, it will be folded like a worn-out garment, and the person's face will be struck with it." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the love for salah. With absolute humility and devotion, perform this salah. And to be completely absorbed in the remembrance of Allah when we are performing our salahs. And to do every act relating to salah in the prescribed, in the proper manner. Inshallah, Aziz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds this very, very dear. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq and the hidayah to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.